USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says those involved in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol must be held accountable.
We have issued over 5,000 subpoenas and search warrants, seized approximately 2,000 devices, poured through over 20,000 hours of video footage.
Garland addressing Justice Department employees and rejecting criticism about the pace of the investigation. Pope Francis says couples who decide to have pets instead of children are selfish. Speaking to an audience about St. Joseph, the Pope arguing the denial of parenthood takes away humanity and couples who can't have children should adopt. The Pope's comments are on par with the Catholic Church's belief regarding the importance of having children. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Fire officials in Philadelphia say they're dealing with one of the worst fires in the city's history. At least 13 people, including 7 children, died when a blaze ripped through a row home that was converted into apartments. After Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was banned from Twitter Sunday for repeated violations of the site's policy on posting COVID-19 information, according to Twitter, more Republicans are making the switch to smaller social media sites that they believe won't censor them. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul was the latest to make the move after leaving YouTube Monday. He explained why on Fox and Friends.
Everybody on the right complains about social media and their censorship. Well, do something about it. Let's quit. So I'm no longer going to let some punk, some snot-nosed kid over at YouTube decide that a speech that I gave on the Senate floor is not appropriate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
COVID-19 cases continue to rise throughout the country, and President Joe Biden's handling of the pandemic continues to be criticized by many Americans. Florida Republican Representative Michael Walls joins Fox and Friends First and discusses the country's response to the pandemic compared to the response of his state. He says that thanks to what he calls Florida's common sense approach, they are in a better place than the rest of the country.
Our per capita in terms of COVID is very reasonable given where the pandemic has been. Yet Washington, D.C. Keeps managing under Biden to get in the way and get in the way and get in the way, and people have had it.
Non-Android BlackBerries are going dark.
As of Tuesday, legacy services for BlackBerry devices ceased. That means any device running classic BlackBerry software is no longer reliable. The company's Android-based smartphones, however, will continue to function normally. BlackBerry now focuses on providing security software for enterprises and governments. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A man arrested for refusing to leave a whites-only railroad car sign is set to be pardoned by Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards. Homer Plessy's arrest created the separate but equal doctrine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.